Station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Wildwood is rolling out the red carpet for Donald Trump. The former president is expected to hold a rally on the resort city's beach on Saturday. Wildwood Mayor Ernie Troiano says some people have complained about Trump and his fans coming to the beach.
If you don't like him, you don't want to be here, don't come. Simple as that. If you like him, you want to be here, then you come.
Access to the beach opens at noon with a ticketed event beginning at 5 p.m. Two women arrested by Teaneck police Tuesday night when they refused to leave the township council meeting and were later found to have a stun gun. Police say Layla Graham was asked to leave the meeting by the mayor after she would not stop playing a siren off her phone. She had to be physically removed by police officers. Once outside, Graham blocked the door and refused to move. Another woman, Amanda Carney, interfered with the arrest of Graham and defied orders not to return to the meeting. After being cuffed and arrested, Graham was found to have a stun gun, which is illegal to have in a public building. This portion of the news made possible by Clean Origin. Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Donations have been pouring in to support a family after an unthinkable tragedy in North Jersey.
More details have emerged about the wrenching deaths of a Verona grandfather and his infant grandson last month, killed by a falling tree. 61-year-old Boris Gasson and six-month-old Micah were laying in a backyard hammock when the tree uprooted, according to one of two GoFundMe campaigns for the family. The child had been visiting with his parents cross-country from California. Both grandfather and grandson are remembered fondly by those donating. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A state law that kicked in recently lets drunk drivers waive hundreds of dollars in fines if they equip their vehicle with an ignition interlock device before their conviction. Defense attorney Leon Matchin in Milltown says drivers who face a license suspension for DUI can shave off time of that suspension by installing the device early.
Every 2 days that you have the interlock installed before conviction or sentencing, you get the 1 day credit.
The law also permits attorneys to plea bargain with DUI cases. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. More Americans are filing for the first time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reporting that they've received 231,000 initial requests in the week ending May 4th. That's more than the 214,000 most analysts have been predicting and an increase in the previous week's 208,000. It's also the highest number reported since last August. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 331 points today to close at 39,387. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Temps take a bit of a nosedive heading into the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.